code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts. This is Stepping Through the Matrix on March 31st, 2009. As always, newcomers are coming into the show, so I advise them to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where they can download hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past, trying to show you how the world is guided. That's what government really is all about. They guide the world into a planned future. They never lose control, in fact. That's one of their priorities. Government, in its first priority, is to preserve itself and the system for which it stands. And it's not the one of serving people. Therefore, I try to give you a much bigger outlook on the forces behind the system that drives this world and to show you where it's supposed to all go from their own publications. And that's the beauty of it. Nowadays, you don't have to go into old libraries and go through dusty old books to find out little pieces here and there. The big foundations that work for the banks and are really owned by the banks, they've already given us the present culture that we take for granted. Any mammal growing up in its own generation will think everything must be normal because it exists. Simply for that reason, it exists. That must be normal. And if the older mammal can't warn them of what's dangerous to it, it will see nothing as being dangerous at all. Simple as that. Skinner and many other of the big behaviorists wrote about that technique, how they'd use that in the future, and it's been used their entire lives long, and in our parents too. So it's guided along a pre-planned course, and I try to help you out to give you the big system behind it and where it's supposed to go. And it's not pleasant at all. As I say, it's an agenda, a planned agenda, published agenda, and really there's nothing they're hiding today. If you understand what they're telling you in their publications and the hype about sustainability and that you're the problem in a post-industrial society. And they're not going to get rid of the economic system. In fact, in all the think tanks, even for the military, they say they must, above all, uphold the economic system, this economic system, the same one that's killing everybody off in poverty as they loot the general public. So you really exist to serve the system. That's how they see to the top. And in fact, they're so callous about it, they say that to you. Also look into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download for print up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. Now, this is probably one of the few shows that's brought to the public by the public, because they keep me going, you keep me going, the listener keeps me going. And I will know when it's time to walk off, either because I don't get any funding at all, or else you're off chasing aliens and stuff that fascinates you as you go down the whirlpool, down the drain. And I'll know, and the signs, to be honest with you, are starting to appear. People are becoming bizarre in their behaviors because of the overwhelming, crushing policies that are being put upon them by governments. They don't quite understand what's happening. So therefore, being human, they seek more and more fantasy. Fantasy also gives them a way out from doing anything about it. After all, if it's a bunch of space aliens that are controlling the world, then it's all out of your hands, isn't it? You're out of the picture. You don't have to do anything. It's just too big for you. And all of that nonsense. So, if you want to support me, go to cuttingthroughmatrix.com and see how to do it. I'll be back with more after these messages.
toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Before the break there, I was mentioning how you can keep me going by buying that which you have for sale on cuttingthroughthematrix.com, or you can donate. It's all there on that website. But you can also, for those who don't go into the website, there's a lot of dis or burn pass around and so on, and people sometimes inquire as how to get in touch with me for payment and so on. You just address your check, and checks are fine from the U.S., to Alan Watts, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P3E4N1. That's Peter 3 Elizabeth 4 N for Nora 1. As I say, that keeps me going. I don't ask for money from the advertisers. That money that you hear, or at least the advertising that you hear, it pays for the station, and it pays for the equipment and all the rest of the stuff that big stations have to cope with. As I say, there's nothing really held up back from the public today. In fact, much of what's said to the public is tongue-in-cheek. You're supposed to make your own mind up about things. You're supposed to come to conclusions for yourselves. And to be honest with you, where the media in the past has made an incredible effort at keeping information from the public, because they are an essential arm of governments all across the world, they give you the reality the government desires you to have. They've also given you a lot of revelations in the last 6 months or so. by various stories. But unfortunately, we don't pick up on them. Most people don't pick up on them at all. They have grown up, as Brzezinski said, in the 1970s, expecting the media, they're trained to expect the media to do the reasoning for them. And if the media can take you by hand all the way to conclusion and stop short of the conclusion, then really that's your problem. And most folk don't want to believe in the bad news. They really, really don't. They want to believe in the accidental view of history. Everything's just one accident after another. And that those experts that come out of special rooms up at the top, the ones that all go to Yale and all the rest of it, Blocking Skull and Bones, these special altruists will take care of things for you so you can go and play. And that's what people love to do now, is play. I remember many years ago when they talked about the upcoming leisure society, when we'd all have so much leisure, you see, that we wouldn't know what to do with it. Therefore, they supplied it for us. In fact, going back into the 1800s, some of the Christian movements were trying to get this 16-hour-a-day normal workday for people, laborers, abolished, had tremendous opposition from the elite, who thought that, my God, if all the working people have time on their hands, who knows what kind of mischief they'll get up to. So, of course, they came up with all kinds of ways to keep us entertained and preoccupied. Never in history has a slave class been so quite happy and content that they can play with their little toys that they buy. Even though, if you didn't have the money, they'd make it mandatory and they'd give it to you. If they gave it to you, like the computer, you'd be suspicious. But if you're allowed to buy it, then if it's yours, you're in control, right? That's how you think. Very simple reasoning. And along this same line of reasoning, there's been so many exposés to do with the corruption at the top. And it is. The psychopaths who go into politics, it's the only kind who really go into politics, I'm afraid, are psychopathic types. They smell power. They head for it. They know that where the federal government grants and contracts are handed out every year, there's a lot of money to be made through friends, you know, like contractors. And they go for power. They must have power. They love fame and applause from the public and bowing and scraping and all that kind of stuff. You know, one of the most unpopular people in history was Hamilton, one of the founding fathers, who said, you know, think about it. If you have a dynasty of kings, maybe one out of every four or three, maybe three dynasties will be a good one. And so all you have to do is keep them pampered with your taxes and his army and so on. But if you have a whole government with layers of bureaucracy, now you've got thousands of them to keep happy with your tax money. And it's a true statement. I mean, in other words, if people want government at all, and they never stop to even think about that part of it, if they really want government at all, what kind do you want? Because technically, it's always the same as just degrees of taxation and corruption, that's all. Because it's the same types who go in for government, or kings, or whatever, at the beginning at least, for kings. But I've talked about the omnibus bills, and many people on the Patriot radio stations have been listening to this stuff for years and years and years, but omnibus bills, where they're crammed through hundreds, maybe thousands of laws in one big foul swoop. And 10,000 pages, 20,000 pages, no politician even makes an attempt to look through it. And yet they'll vote on it because their party leader says so. That's the beauty of having parties. You do what the boss man says, because you want to get a ladder too, closer to the boss man, and maybe even become the boss man. Very simple, isn't it? That's how the logic goes. So you put in your man at the top, and all the trained SEALs will sit there on their pedestals and clap for the boss man. That's what it's all about, and payoffs, the individual rewards. A long time ago, Karl Marx talked about the amalgamation of Europe into a trading bloc, and then they'd have a government that would be subservient to a world government. That would be followed, he said, by a United States of America. That's Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, which also will have to go through eventually getting a new parliament as well and being subservient to the world government. And it's all being set up, really. We're all in it now. And you hear all this stuff about the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, part of the UN, being brought up to its rightful place as sort of economic dictator over the world. And the World Bank, but it's all run by the same bankers who financed all the other nations and pretty well were the central banks, or are, in fact, of all the nations. So nothing will change except their ability to have a world army and a world police force to grab a peasant anywhere across the planet for taxation. That's really what it's about. And the global government will have the only army able to go after you and do that. It's more efficient than having to go door to door and find you, or go between countries and different laws and constitutions to get someone extradited. They've pretty well overcome that now, under the guise of terrorism. It's all one agenda, you see. And here's a typical example of the corruption. This is from the Mail Online, 31st of March 2009. It's about Caroline Flint, and they give you a nice picture of this very trendy, fashionable woman, who obviously, at least fashion-wise, revels in the ability to get the best of clothing across Europe. She's the government minister responsible for the revived EU constitution. They say they're trying to give them this constitution for the whole of Europe. And Ireland really puts the spokes in the wheel out by saying no. So it's a revised one. In other words, it's the same one again, only revamped. This is the minister, the politician who's responsible for this. This is her department. It says she made an astonishing gaffe by admitting she'd never read it. Well, what's new about that? But doesn't that tell you? You see, they're all employed by a higher authority, and they do what they're told. A higher authority. They don't represent the people. They don't even listen to the people. They don't even read what's in the bills. This is the top minister for the EU Constitution, admitting she made a gaffe, a blunder, by admitting she'd never read it. Europe Minister Carolyn Flint admitted she'd only been briefed on parts of a document that surrenders a raft of British powers to Brussels. The left wing has refused to give British voters a referendum on the Lisbon Treaty on the grounds that it is substantially different to the dumped constitution. You see, Sarkozy talked about that as well. He doesn't believe in giving the people the vote. The people of Europe, the vote. They shouldn't get the vote, apparently, under this wonderful democracy. It should be left to the politicians to vote amongst themselves. This is tyranny. The only thing that they don't tell you in this article here is you're living under tyranny. You're supposed to come to that conclusion yourself and ask questions. But we do. We expect them to tell us what they worry about. The media is supposed to tell us what they think about, what they worry about. And if they do tell us what they worry about, we do. But if they don't mention it, we don't. How simple it is, isn't it? Behavioral psychology. Bernays must be laughing his head off. Wherever he is. This is during a Commons debate. Ms. Flint confessed she had not read all of the Spies Charter. Critics said it was an extraordinary admission to make. Marc Francois, the Tory Europe spokesman, said it's not every day that someone will admit they haven't read the most important document for their job. And that's true, because I'm not sure he wouldn't either. He wouldn't mention it at all. But this is the farce of modern-day politics, you see. Utter farce. It was like when Bush told the politicians in the Congress, he says, to pass the Patriot Bill, but don't read it. It would be unpatriotic to read it. Or anything in it. And of course, it had a whole host of rules and regulations, laws in it. And all, only a few of them bothered to, I think two or three, bothered to even open it and look at it. But they passed laws that hamstring us, tie us up, and truss us up, are not even read by the guys who vote on it, who are paid so handsomely, to say the least. Back with more after the following messages. Mm-hmm.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix. I thought I'd let that guitar wail for a bit because I like that bit. It's very appropriate for what I'm talking about, a lot of wailing. And it's pretty, there was not more wailing going on. The Soviet Union used to use collective punishment. Now remember, this system we're going under, that the big think tanks like the CFR and the foundations of CFR are using, and the one they actually admire and said they would use, same in the Club of Rome, is collectivism. That's the Soviet system. The Soviet system would give you collective punishment. In other words, if one person across the country did something with a knife, they'd ban all knives to be carried in the streets, or firearms, or anything else. That's how it's done, you see. And they have so many laws on the books, you see, from local up to the federal level, that you couldn't pass a day without committing some crime that you were completely unaware of. They had that many crimes on the books. And it's the same here now, the same across the Western world, the US, Canada, it's all the same. If they want you, they'll find something. And here's an article that sums this up, at least at the stage we're at today. It's actually worse for many people, depends what they charge you with. And to preface this, people should look at the movie by Kafka. It's called The Trial. Surrealistic movie about being charged with something where you're not told what you're charged with and all the fuss that you have to go through trying to get off with it. This is from mycitylimits.org. I think it's from New York. It's called The Criminalization of Everyday Life. Are anyone's days entirely free of offenses that can get you arrested? By Robert Neuwirth. Robert Neuwirth is an author himself. He's written quite a few books. And he says, I spent 24 hours in the slammer the other day. My crime, well, the police couldn't tell me when they locked me up. The prosecutor and judge couldn't either when I was arraigned the following day. I found out for myself when I researched the matter a few days after being released. You have to find out yourself, you see, if they released you. I had been cited for walking my dog off the leash once, 6 years ago. Says here, welcome to the ugly underside of the zero-tolerance era, where insignificant rule violations get inflated into criminal infractions. Here's how it worked with me. A gaggle of transit cops stopped me after they saw me walk between two subway cars on my way to work. That's the same in every city. This, they told me, was against the rules. They asked for ID and typed my name into a handheld computer. Isn't this wonderful, this instant data collection stuff and retrieval for them? Up come that old citation that I didn't know about and they couldn't tell me about. I was immediately handcuffed and brought to the precinct. There I waited in a holding cell, then was fingerprinted post-CSI memo. Then I would take the fingers, the thumbs, the palms, and the sides of both hands. Why not just roll us over the floor on some paint, then onto some paper? The whole body. Well, it worked fine for humiliating us even more. I could hardly believe it. I was being arrested without ever having committed a crime. I was held overnight in the Midtown North Precinct lockup, minus his shoelaces and belt. His meals courtesy of McDonald's. In the morning, and they probably have deals with McDonald's too, you know, corporations are. In the morning, my fellow convicts and I were led chain gang style to the Manhattan Community Court next door. The judge there dismissed the charge against me because no one ever does time for that kind of crime. 2 days later at Brooklyn Central Court, my warrant was lifted for time served, again because no one is ever locked for breaking the leash law. If the cops had simply written me a ticket, I would have paid it. Well, that would be a foolish thing to do as well. It's just how we're trained, just pay up. Most folk do. So if they'd written a ticket, you would have paid it. You'd also have to pay to vacate my outstanding warrant. But by handcuffing me and holding me overnight, the city spent quite a bit of money. It took two police officers approximately 6 hours each just to arrest and process me, while the fines assessed against me were rescinded. And you thought they were hiring all these cops for drugs, eh? It's a war on drugs. War on drugs. They have to do something with them, don't they? Then he goes on about the different people he met inside and what they were in for. One guy just had a nip of whiskey in the street. So he's in the slammer, of course, the taxpayer. Buskers, guys who sing in the subway stations. And they're arrested because they're carrying a guitar. And an accordion. But this goes on to say at the bottom, it's interesting, you see, when you look at the crimes that have been listed in the last 8 years or so. When Giuliani was in, the Giuliani administration highlighted this increase of equality of life summonses. That's what they're calling all these little things now, equality of life summonses. But statistics from the annual mayor's management report indicates that the Bloomberg administration has just been as zealous. The number of such summonses, these trivia, utter nonsense, under Giuliani reached its height in fiscal 2001, hitting 523,000. After a dip in 2002, the number of quality of life summonses rose under Mayor Bloomberg to more than 700,000 in fiscal year 2004. It says, have declined since then to 527,000 in fiscal 2008, still higher than under the previous mayor. It's a business. The world, you see, is just one big business, and crime pays for those who own it. The system, that is. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts from Cutting Through the Matrix. Doing a bit of a wailing here, just like that guitar. Because that's what's really happening. It's time we start doing an awful lot of wailing before we can come to tough conclusions and start working collectively towards the proper collective way out of all of this. Because we're utter schmucks at the moment. We're passive, domesticated schmucks. And we don't care, really. We haven't cared so much to know what's going on to other people because as long as we're left alone, personally, to play, we can think we can play forever. But you see, they're now getting in down to the lowest common denominator. It's like a one-armed bandit at a casino. You pull that lever and all the stuff spins in front of your eyes and one day your name comes up. You see, it's your time for the inquisitors to come for you. For some trivia. That's how bad it is. It's going to get a lot worse. Because why? We've allowed them to go this far, invading our privacy and collecting data. Every year, more and more data is collected. They keep telling us they're passing more laws to collect, so as to enable themselves legally to collect more data. Isn't that wonderful? At the top, they can legally pass laws to make it legal for them to snoop on you. And we sit back thinking, oh, well, you know, what's on TV? Sports. That's how bad it is. It's our own fault. Or watch the banks. collectively loot the world, the big bankers. But in collusion, of course, with the politicians who set up the system in deregulating any watch over them, which allowed them to create all the bubbles that, sunk the economy. And the money, we were told, went to money heaven. Money heaven, where shekels rattle. And that's the last we hear of it, until we're told, well, we've got to pay for all that money that disappeared, or the banks are out. Well, why not just kick them out and get a different system? No, that won't do, because after all, the bankers and the politicians run the world, and no other gods will be rivaling them, obviously. But what do they do with the people who are now in tent cities across the world, in the shanty towns, the new shanty towns who have lost everything? Well, your government hasn't forgotten you. Your governments haven't forgotten you. And this is happening across the Western world and the US as well as Canada. This is your advice. They're giving us good advice, even though we're broke. They're not throwing millions of dollars at us like they are with the banks or taxpayers' money. No, they're telling you how to cope with living in a tent. And this particular article is called Getting Through Tough Economic Times. This is by the American Mental Health Association. This is a great idea to help you who've been floored after getting plundered and raped and pillaged by the banks in collusion with the politicians. So they're telling you, giving you little tips to help you get through it. It says this guide provides practical advice on how to deal with the effects financial difficulties can have on your physical and mental health. And what does it do? It covers possible health risks. Well, I guess when you're malnourished and you're eating off garbage dumps, you've got a problem. You could easily become infected with bad food. And it gives you warning signs. Then it's managing stress. And how to get help. I don't know from whom. Maybe from the euthanasia clinics. Suicide warning signs. Other steps you can take, and they give you links to all of this. It says here, possible health risks, economic turmoil, e.g. increased unemployment, foreclosures, loss of investments, and other financial distress, can result in a whole host of negative health effects, both physical and mental. It can be particularly devastating to your emotional and mental well-being. Although each of us is affected differently by economic troubles, these problems can add tremendous stress, which can in turn substantially increase the risk for developing such problems as depression. Why are you depressed if you've been reduced to a tent city? Anxiety. Compulsive behavior, such as overeating. That's highly likely. You know, money. Excessive gambling. That's saying that's kind of ruled out too. Spending, etc. Or substance abuse. It gives you more warning signs. Persistent sadness and crying. You've lost your house and everything. Excessive anxiety, lack of sleep and constant fatigue. Excessive irritability and anger. Why would you be angry when you've done all the right things to be plundered by people you'll never even meet, who at the stroke of a pen bankrupted you? Increased drinking, illicit use of drugs, and misuse of medications, difficulty paying attention or staying focused. It's pretty true. If you're fighting for your survival, it's hard to keep focused on trivia. Apathy, not caring about things that usually are important to you, not being able to function as well at work, at school, or at home. This is, what a waste of money, this rubbish from the Mental Health Association. But they're putting this stuff all out across the Western world, using our tax money, of course. Maybe they'll teach us a sort of meditation technique so we'll truly believe when we're sitting in that cesspool in the tent city, we're really in nirvana. In nirvana. And nothing matters. And we can smile as we just wither away. Maybe that's what they'll teach us. But for the banks, of course, no, they throw billions of your money and generations to come to keep the same corrupt system going. But they care about you. They care. They haven't forgotten. I think Rick from California is on the line. Are you still there, Rick? Hello?
Hi. Are you, yes. Am I getting through?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wanted to mention something about, I was thinking about rock stars in the music industry, and, a lot of people buy their CDs, you know, and mm-hmm. some of these rock stars might make mistakes or they're not perfect, you know, but, mm-hmm. but people will still buy their CDs, but to err is to be human, you know, people make mistakes, but people, when somebody tries to read through boring books, thousands and thousands of pages, and then distills it down into a shortcut, because most people who work 9-to-5 jobs don't have time to read through this stuff. When somebody comes along and does that, people criticize them, and they say they have a big problem with donating or helping, but yet they have no problem donating to their favorite rock stars or paying for
the seats. Anything that helps them play and fantasize and escape reality, they'll pay for it, yeah.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's a lot of backbiting and finger pointing going on in the industry right now. I don't know if you heard about Rents and Alex Jones, but there's all these wars going on in the radio world, and people are getting really nasty, you know. So
yeah, every so often this happens.
Oh, it's like a cyclical. Was that?
Yeah, it's been a cyclical, and I tend to keep out of it all and just go my own way. What I'm doing here is not for power or certainly not for the money, because believe you me, it trickles in when it does at all, and sometimes nothing.
I guess what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make an argument that this is why it's good to support people like you, because it is work, you know, to go and look at all these stuff.
It's a lot of work. It's a 12-hour a day minimum, and generally up till 2 or 3 in the morning.
So I want to really say that I really appreciate you for all the work you've done, Alan.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
All right.
And as I say, you always get the problem, too. And as I say, again, you see, this is an economic system that's called competition.
Mm-hmm.
And you will every so often get different people who are in competition for the same advertisers, different things, money, and so on. It's like any other corporation fighting other corporations. And this happens. It's cyclical for sure, you know. And it's unfortunate, but that's what happens. And again, different people have different agendas, you know. And if you don't mention it, if you don't take the favorite targets that's normally handed out to you, you will be, they'll come after you. If they make their living off hammering one particular segment of society and you don't, they'll come after you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's standard, too.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, I was worried that COINTELPRO or somebody might be, you know, might be coming in because they're just trying, starting something, because all these things are happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And you will too, you will definitely also get to the different PSYOPs operation goings as well, to try and disrupt anybody that's getting the facts out to the general public. I mean, I know I get hacked at least once, twice a week by the authorities. It's the authorities that do it.
Mm.
And then you can spend a whole day with one computer trying to get it back up and running again. That's where your time goes, along with all the other stuff you have to do. So this is harassment techniques that I get, but with other ones too, they'll come after you and try to take you off the track you're on and weigh you down with distractions, such as having to fight some other broadcaster. This sort of thing does happen. Yeah.
Another thing I want to mention too, if you don't mind, I want to talk about the... You know, this something has been tried throughout history, and you've already talked about this many times. But I just want to reiterate it that they bring in certain people of certain ethnicities into certain industries to fill in slots, so they could divide people and conquer them that way.
Yeah.
And then they get everybody hating that ethnicity. You know, and this is what's going on with the Zionist thing. Everybody's blaming the Jews, and it's not. It's Aryan. Isn't it Aryan Germanic bloodlines that run the world? Still?
You'd be surprised. I mean, people they'll read the standard books, and there's only a handful of places where you get the standard books that will blame a certain segment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just stick with those standard books, you won't learn the bigger picture by going beyond those standard books to find out more and more and more. And you'll find the same people who run or who are claimed to be the top Jewish people in the world don't give a darn about Jews.
Yeah,
and they'll leave all the rest to hang out to dry if they've served their purpose. They've done this before. And during World War II, the IG Farben group was primarily financed by Jewish people in Britain, that's mm-hmm. London and New York, that built up Hitler's war machine.
Yeah.
And he left all the ordinary Jews out there to dry as well. People have a mistake of looking at Zionism and the higher level of Zionism, which is a different philosophy altogether. It's not just a home for Israel or for Judaism. And they also get confused with Jews and Zionism. Many Jews are against even the state of Israel.
Wow. Yeah, no, I believe you. I mean, exactly. I mean, I think you're right about this 100%, you know.
Yeah. But again, if once you classify a people as somehow being like a clones of each other, that must be nasty people and always working upon an agenda because it's in their genes or something, you're down into dangerous territory once you start stigmatizing. Because then if it works with one people against one group, they can swing their guns and target any other group when it suits them, and they do that.
Yeah, I was thinking that they could turn their guns around against the Jews like they did before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And start attacking them again, you know.
And they can also swing those guns off, because what the people who even support a lot of these groups don't understand is, and a lot of these guys are white guys, and they're lower middle to working class people, guys. They don't realize under the eugenics agenda, they're also lumped in, because they are of no use either to the big
right.
boys at the top. They don't get that. They really don't get that.
yeah. All right, Alan. Yeah. I just wanted to voice my support, you know, for you and everything. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for calling. But that's the key to it too. It's so easy to target any particular group. And just as it's so easy for them to change the war from Afghanistan to Iraq, then to Iran, and then back to Afghanistan, and the public can't remember which one we're fighting last, or even who we're fighting now. That's what George Orwell warned about. But there's far, far more to this big game than meets the eye. It's just too well. And unless you go beyond the standard books and realize, yeah, there's definitely organizations within every ethnic group or religious group for that matter. In fact, most big Zionists, world Zionists, are actually Christians. Most of them. They support what they call Israel, but they don't realize the world Zionist thing that they also support is literally global government. Run by scientists. They'll then be making laws to do with them. But that's the sadness of people. Once you belong to groups, you're so handy to be used by those who know how to manipulate you. And that goes for any group, including all the hate groups as well. And I've said before, you can go through all the conspiracy books, so many conspiracy books, and say, from every side, you can get ones from the Jewish sectors, and say, my God, they're right. And the facts are there. You can check the facts out. They're right. You can get the ones from the different Aryan nations and say, my God, they're right. How can they all be right? That's what I'm asking you. How can they all be right? Or are they all written by the same bunch? With a psychological technique? You got to ask yourself the questions. How can they all be right? Now, there's Keith from New Jersey there. You're there, Keith.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, you don't talk about North Korea very much, and I'm just wondering what your opinions are about that situation and mm-hmm. whether Kim Jong-il is part of this global agenda, or is this just like a charade? And that's it. So I'll hang up and like.
Okay. Yeah, it's a charade. It's a charade. You see, every country, if you look at it, a little empire-type country, has been segmented off. Britain was the first to use this technique, not really the first, but the first in the Middle Ages. They used it previous ages before that, 1,000 years before. But you must always get a group that can stand up and rebel once in a while. And they create the conditions for the rebellion. Britain did it with Northern Ireland. So every so often, under the guise of terrorism, they can get that thing going again. Canada, they gave Quebec. So every so often, every few years, Quebec will say, we're going to separate, blah, blah, blah. And then they have this massive spree of throwing money at them to stay in the Confederation of Canada and so on. So every country has got the same game played. They love to have someone set up that they can bring to the media's attention once in a while when things are too quiet. And that's the same idea as North Korea. The CIA have knocked off more leaders and governments over the last 60 years than you can even count. they've been responsible for more uprisings internally. It's a fine art, easily done. They've done it with so many countries. They've done it across Africa, too. And this is means like news. They've done it across Canada. There's even ex-CIA directors on the web, on Google, discussing this kind of stuff when they were in, how they took this country down, that country down, etc., from within. Why can't they do it with North Korea? Simple stuff. But it's too handy right now. They can say, oh my God, we're all back under terror again. They're going to nuke us all from North Korea. This is the kind of stuff they go along with. It's nonsense. Meanwhile, the same military-industrial complex armed India. They gave them the atom bomb. They gave them the ability. In fact, Canada sold the nuclear reactors to most of the countries in the world that now have nuclear weapons. Now it's government policy. See how the game's played? But they can't let Iran have it. Oh, no. Back with more after these messages.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. And there's Derek from Philadelphia there. Are you there, Derek?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Alan?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Oh, man. I just heard about that from Rick, about this Alex Jones, whatever this.
I'm not even sure what's going on, to be honest
really,
with you.
I can tell you very briefly that basically put up a very not nice link on his website, and it basically it says right here Jones is tied to Zion, which is so not true. It's like unbelievable. Alex Jones is actually, he's so tactful, and he tries to avoid being called an anti-Semite, and you can see in a lot of other shows, You know, you call many people that we might listen to, you know, Zion lovers because they don't talk about the Jews so much, and it's so untrue because he's a champion, one of our champions.
That's the problem. As I say, you're always going to have this sort of thing going on, and we'll never get to the bottom of it or even what's really behind it. Why now? I mean, why now would this all happen?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Maybe some sort of concentrated effort across the board, maybe, I don't know.
Yes, well, I mean, actually, it says here that Jones called Rentz and threatened him basically because of this terrible article, and Rentz is trying to sue him now or some craziness. I just think
this is, again, too, here we are, the world's going under a totalitarian regime.
Exactly.
And you get the squabbles that start up that distracts everyone off of what's really happening in the world. We're going to have riots starting in a couple of days in Britain with the G20 meeting and all this stuff coming up. And more laws are going to get passed to affect us economically across the whole planet. We don't have time for this kind of stuff.
Exactly. And it'll be resolved, I'm sure. But yeah. It's actually, you know, we've spoken about this, I'm sure, before. It was during the 1940s, 1930s. It was actually the super rich Jews who made deals with the Germans to kill all the peasant Jews, basically.
Well, what they wanted to do, and this is in the history books written by Jews, that they wanted to populate this Palestine. And no one wanted to leave, you know. And that is a fact. I mean, naturally, you want to stay in your home, and who would want to go over to another country that seems so foreign and strange to you? And so that was the deal. And if it wasn't for World War II, it's true enough, there would be no present-day Israel.
It's like saying King George is a good representative of people from British Isles, you know?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that's the farce of the world we live in. And as I say, when all this is going on, and I mean, I get lots of hate as well from different groups. In the mail, but I just carry on doing what I'm doing and ignore it. That's all you can do. Yeah.
Yes. And
because we're in a war here. People don't realize we're in a real war, and we don't have time for the pettiness and so on. But we're all going to be flattened shortly into dire slavery, worse than we already are. And we shouldn't even be putting up with the slavery we've had over the last while either. You know, we should not have even put up with that. So we've got to keep focused on what we have to do. Yeah.
Yes. Well, Alex Jones has certainly been targeting the true enemy for 10 years now. So anyone who has eyes to see should hope to see. Anyway, thanks, Alan.
Well, thanks for calling. And for Sean from Idaho, I'll go back. We'll try and get you maybe tomorrow if you can call in again. I hear the music, so that's it for tonight. So from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet